Spotlight.
This is Akashvani. In Spotlight, now we bring your program on the ongoing special discussion on Operation Sindoor in Parliament. The participants are K.V. Prasad, senior journalist, and Sonu Sood, anchor.
Good evening, listeners. The special discussion on Operation Sindoor started in Rajya Sabha today. In Lok Sabha, the discussion started yesterday and went on till 1 a.m. in the night. It resumed today, and senior leaders from both the ruling alliance and opposition took the floor. The discussion in Lok Sabha concluded today with Prime Minister's intervention. And to discuss this development, we have with us Mr. K.V. Prasad, who's a senior journalist. Warm welcome to you.
Thank you, Soluji.
Mr. Prasad, the discussion which took place on Operation Sindoor in Lok Sabha today, which concluded with Prime Minister's intervention, where he spoke about, you know, what was the action, the rationale behind it, the success of Operation Sindoor, and the road forward, the stand of India, zero tolerance for terrorism, that stand that we have very firmly pledged all through the world. How important do you see this address?
Well, this is a forum the Prime Minister spoke and made clear many points that have been raised by members of the opposition during the course of the discussion, and also looked at the larger picture, India, the national, India's international relationship, and many other points that were being were being talked about in the last 4 months or 3 months, and ever since Operation Sindoor happened. So I think this was the forum, and a very categorical response came.
And let's listen into what the Prime Minister said about how the killing of 22nd April by terrorists of 26 tourists in Kashmir, this was avenged in 22 minutes in a precision strike, a targeted strike by our armed forces.
22 मिनट में 22 अप्रैल का बदला निर्धारित लक्ष्य के साथ हमारी सेना ने ले लिया. दूसरा पक्ष आदरणीय अध्यक्ष जी, पाकिस्तान के साथ हमारी लड़ाई की तो कई बात नहीं, लेकिन ये पहली ऐसी भारत की रणनीति बनी कि जिसमें पहले जहां कभी नहीं गए थे वहां हम पहुंचे. पाकिस्तान के कोने कोने में आतंकी अड्डों को धुआं धुआं कर दिया गया.
So this is a reflection of the modern warfare, advancement which has taken place. When we listen to what the Prime Minister said and what we have been hearing through official sources about Operation Sindoor, how far do you think, you know, this has really showcased the technical prowess of our military infrastructure?
Well, I think the biggest thing was it sent a very strong message to the world that India's technological demonstration in terms of its firepower prowess, its military's might, and the ability to reach, as Prime Minister said, far corners of Pakistan, as he mentioned, never before which they were attacked. So that also shows the amount of work that went into planning this execution and executing this with precision. And subsequently, of course, we heard about how many airfields were damaged in this post this 22-minute operation, because there, and we all notice there were, this kind of warfare was different, where the boots on the ground were not noticed. They were aerial warfare. You had the drones coming up and the aerial attacks. So that was a different kind of warfare people had not seen. So that is that came very, very prominently.
In fact, in his address, the Prime Minister talked about this, the military power which was showcased in Operation Sindoor. While, we avenged the terrorist attack, this was also, we showed our might to the world as a strong nation.
Yeah, in fact, if you notice, the Defense Minister Rajnath Singh, having said yesterday and also today in Raj Sabha when he spoke, he talked about now the world is looking at India's capability and was is in awe the kind of the way our military performed and the modernization that's been going on. So this is something which was demonstrated, and he said India has held many expos, but this was a live exposition.
So let's listen into what the Prime Minister said about this.
Bharat ne dikhai apni takniki kshamta, Pakistan ke seene par सटीक प्रहार किया। पाकिस्तान के एयरबेस एसेट्स को भारी नुकसान हुआ और आज तक उनके कई एयरबेस आईसीयू में पड़े हैं।
Another very important aspect has been of Operation Sindoor, that it is not only the terrorists which have been targeted, also their handlers and also people who are supporting them. And in this case, the country which is supporting on its soil, they are letting terrorism breed. So you think that this was a very a strong stand which India took to root out terrorism and make sure that, you know, it doesn't keep breeding, as he said that, as yesterday Rajnath Singh said, that nurseries of terrorism are there in Pakistan, which we destroyed through this action.
Well, the whole idea is to tell Pakistan that if you breed terror and terrorgrams, which are terrorist groups which are attacking India and Indian sovereignty, there will be a very strong response and a fitting response. And I think that was reiterated today by Prime Minister on the floor of the House when he said, this is a pause, and tomorrow if some terrorist attack, they dare not do it, because our response will be as strong as it should be.
The Prime Minister outlined the harsh stand, the strong stand of India in face of terror, and let's see what he said about it.
Aadarniya Adhyaksh ji, Operation Sindoor se spasht hota hai ki Bharat ne 3 sutak tay kiye hain. अगर भारत पर आतंकी हमला हुआ तो हम अपने तरीके से, अपनी शर्तों पर, अपने समय पर जवाब दे करके रहेंगे। दूसरा, कोई भी न्यूक्लियर ब्लैकमेल अब नहीं चलेगा। और तीसरा, हम आतंकी सरपरस्त सरकार और आतंक के आकाओं उनको अलग अलग नहीं देखेंगे।
So these are very important 3 points which were raised by the Prime Minister. He was outlining the new normal of India after Operation Sindoor as far as fighting terror is concerned. How do you see these 3 points, that we will do it on our terms, we will fight terror on our terms, and there will be no nuclear blackmail, which has been happening for many years maybe? And how do you see this?
Well, on the issue of nuclear, there were concerns expressed in the past that since Pakistan also has nuclear weapons, it could probably, because India has a no first use doctrine, we will not attack, but the subsequent, if India is faced such a situation, it will respond in a far more greater manner. That being said, I think that's what the Prime Minister said, because in the past action did not take place because of the concern probably that there could be some mishap. Anyway, that has been set aside. The Prime Minister is very clear, said we are not going to be taken by nuclear blackmail. And of course, the fact that our war against terror, that India's war against terror, will continue at a place of our choosing, at a time of our choosing. That means if India is subjected to a nuclear, terrorist attack, the country which are perpetrators would have to be ready for a response at the time and place of its choosing.
And also he said that we do not see terrorists and terrorists supporters.
Those are the perpetrators and the supporters. We will not distinguish between them.
Yeah.
So it's very clear that whoever is behind it will have to face the action from India.
And another thing which he said about fighting terror on our own terms, he said that nobody asked us to stop Operation Sindoor, which is something which is being said repeatedly by the opposition. So he clarified this in very, very strong terms. Let's listen into what he said.
Duniya ke किसी भी नेता ने भारत के ऑपरेशन रोकने के लिए नहीं कहा 9 तारीख को रात को 9 तारीख को रात को अमेरिका के उपराष्ट्रपति जी ने मुझसे बात करने का प्रयास किया। वो घंटे भर कोशिश कर रहे थे, लेकिन मेरी सेना के साथ मीटिंग चल रही थी तो मैंने उनका फोन उठा नहीं पाया। बाद में मैंने उनको कॉल बैक किया, मैंने कहा कि आपका फोन था, 3-4 बार आपका फोन आ गया, क्या है? तो अमेरिका के उपराष्ट्रपति जी ने मुझे फोन पे बताया कि पाकिस्तान बहुत बड़ा हमला करने वाला है, ये उन्होंने मुझे बताया। मेरा जवाब था अगर पाकिस्तान का ये इरादा है तो उसे बहुत महंगा पड़ेगा। अगर पाकिस्तान हमला करेगा तो हम बड़ा हमला कर करके जवाब देंगे।
Another development which has taken place, the war against terror is an ongoing mission, and Operation Mahadev has happened, where three terrorists who were directly involved in the Pahalgam attack, they have been neutralized. How significant do you find this development?
Well, this is significant because for the last few months, people, especially the opposition, has been raising this issue that, okay, you've run Sindoor, you avenged the killings of 25 Indian innocent families, and but what about apprehending or, you know, neutralizing those terrorists, the people who actually did this dastardly act? So that is what was important. And yesterday morning itself, the news started filtering out about this issue. And then today, the Home Minister had made this particular announcement in the Lok Sabha in the morning. And subsequently, the Prime Minister had mentioned that Operation Mahadev led to. In fact, he also took a dig at the opposition that now that we have done it, people are asking why today. You know, so he kind of made a point. Look, if we don't do it, you ask us, why didn't you do it? Now that we have done it, you are asking question, why today or why now?
Something. Absolutely. In fact, another, objection which kept on cropping up during the discussion was that why was ceasefire acceded to? Why was the Operation Sindoor halted? So the Prime Minister made it very clear that Operation Sindoor was merely paused because the political and military objectives were met. And it is still on.
Aaj Pakistan bhi bhali bhanti jaan gaya hai कि भारत का हर जवाब पहले से ज्यादा तगड़ा होता है। उसे ये भी पता है कि अगर भविष्य में नौबत आई तो भारत आगे कुछ भी कर सकता है। और इसलिए मैं फिर से लोकतंत्र के इस मंदिर में दोहराना चाहता हूं, ऑपरेशन सिंदूर जारी है। दुस्साहस की अगर कल्पना की तो उसे करारा जवाब दिया जाएगा।
So this assertion that if any misadventure happens from Pakistan's side, the response will be very strong and the Operation Sindoor is still on. What strong message does it send out?
The message is that we are not rested our oars. We are ready. India is ready to respond as and when if it faces a situation like it faced in Pahalgam or whatever. And this has been said many times. In fact, right after when the hostilities were stopped, there was a public official announcement that it is only a pause. This operation has paused. So today the Prime Minister mentioned the same thing on the floor of the House, saying it's on a pause. And if anybody makes this mistake, the word he used, dussas, you know, dare to come into this kind of act, they know now that India will hit hard and hit harder than anybody could imagine.
So Operation Sindoor has sent out a very strong message against terrorism, which was not there before.
Well, that is a nice thing. In fact, in the last 2 days, speakers from the governing coalition did mention about that had such an action happened in the past, probably India would have been in a different situation.
On this note, we'd like to thank you, Mr. Prasad, coming here and throwing light on the various aspects of this important discussion.
Thank you very much.
You were listening to a program on the ongoing special discussion on Operation Sindoor in Parliament. The participants were K.V. Prasad, senior journalist, and Sonu Sood, anchor. This program is produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on a mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044.
Spotlight.